Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. What will the death of Jesus accomplish? We know the cause of his pain. It's our sin. But for what purpose? Why does he take on our sin? Why does he die and then rise from the grave? Well, John lists for us two results of Jesus' death that we are to see in John chapter 12, verses 31 through 32. It says this, "Now will the ruler of this world be cast out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." The first reason is that Satan is dispelled. John uses the language of exorcism here. A large part of Jesus' ministry was tied up in casting out demons, but John never refers to it in his gospel except for right here. This is the big exorcism, if you will. It appears from the human standpoint that on the cross, Satan wins and Jesus loses. It seemed that the world was victorious, that the Jews were victorious, that the society of evil men, alienated from God and having the devil as their prince, was victorious. But in reality, what they thought was victory was actually their defeat. Satan's power over the world was being broken. His rule would be dispelled. Through the death of Christ, the power of Satan over the world is broken. But how? Well, the power of the evil one in a believer's life is no longer binding or authoritative. Before a person becomes a believer, they are powerless to battle against Satan or sin. They will lose every time. That doesn't mean that they will be as evil as they possibly could be. It simply means they have no defense except their own willpower to defend themselves with, and well, their will is corrupted. But once Jesus enters a person's life, that power is broken. A person is freed from their guilt and shame, and they have a new life operating within them that has proven more powerful than Satan. It's already defeated Satan in the cross and the resurrection. You see the unloosing of Satan's hold on the world in verse 32 when Jesus says, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." And there is the second purpose of Jesus' death. What does Jesus mean here? Will everyone eventually be saved? Is that what he means when he says that all men? No. What he does mean, though, is that people from all nations, as exampled by the Greeks earlier in the passage, will be saved. All different types of people will come to Jesus because Satan's hold in the world will be and is broken. As you pray today, please remember Nathan Brewer and his family, our missionaries in Oklahoma. And also remember the Chichewa LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Zambia and Malawi.